Welcome to The Mindful Dog Parent, the podcast for overwhelmed and anxious dog owners who are doing their best but still feel like they're getting it all wrong. I'm Sian, a trauma-informed coach and ethical dog trainer. I created this podcast because dog parenting isn't always cute reels and perfect walks. Sometimes it's tears after training, guilt in the quiet moments, or just feeling like you're the only one struggling. If you've ever said, I love my dog, but this is really hard, you're in the right place. Each week, I'll bring you calm, compassionate guidance to help you build confidence, regulate your emotions, and reconnect with your dog, even when things feel messy. Because you're not failing, you're just overwhelmed, and you don't have to figure this out on your own. Today, I want to share something that I genuinely felt changed the way I show up. Maybe initially I hadn't realised how important it was, but over time I definitely have, and I've adapted it, and I have used it myself, and I've asked clients to do this as well. Because it didn't just shift things for my dog, it shifted things for me too, and I found a way of making it really short, really simple, and it's become one of my go-to tools when things feel tense, or if things have already gone off the rails a little bit. And like I say, my clients have used it as well. It's called the 1 minute reset. Now, I don't refer to it as the 1 minute reset with clients. I just give them these things to do as part of an emergency protocol for their reactive dogs. And also, if they need to use it outside of that, you'll see how it starts to have some benefits in other situations as well. If you've ever found yourself caught up in the aftermath of your dog reacting, whether that's barking, lunging, spiraling on the lead, or even if your own stress has taken over, this episode is for you. I'm going to walk you through what the reset is, how to use it, and why it works even after things have already kicked off. So let's dive straight into it. Now, I want to take you back to a time that stayed with me. Now, it's not the worst walk I've ever had in the world. It is because this is the moment that started to kind of shift things. So this moment is where it started. And we're going back about 7 years now, because it was when I had Maisie. So we were on a walk, and we were on a route that we'd done hundreds of times before. We turned a corner, and before I could even think about anything, and before Maisie could even think about anything, before either of us could prepare, a big bouncy dog comes down the driveway onto the pavement on the side of the road that we were walking on. Now, you've probably had this happen as well. It could be where it's an off-lead dog just coming over to you on a park, on a field, or it could be on a street like ours was. So Maisie was on the lead. The dog coming down the driveway was off the lead. So I've seen it happen. I've actually seen it happen really recently to someone over the road from where I was visiting a client. And I've had it happen multiple times to myself in the area that I used to live, because it was quite busy. So this dog comes down the driveway, and as a result of that suddenness of it all, Maisie barked and she lunged. My reaction was to freeze. So I didn't really do anything. I just froze. This is going back before I knew what I know now. I hadn't done any training to be a dog trainer. I didn't have these techniques and skills and all the things to put together. So I just froze, and I tried to gather myself, but I felt my heart pounding. I felt the stress building in my body. So, you know, when you kind of feel like everybody in the street staring at you, or you feel like everybody's watching you because there's been a bit of a kerfuffle, that's the situation. So I know that there's got to be people out there that have had that happen, whether you know somebody that's had that happen or it's happened to you. It's just quite common. So I managed to move us on quite quickly, but inside I was starting to spiral, because I was thinking, well, why is this happening? Why didn't I handle it better? Because I'd just frozen and tried to deal with it how I was dealing with it. And I felt like I'd failed her again, to be honest, because I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to help her. So her feelings are going to be very similar as well. She's going to probably be still feeling that stress in her system. Even if she looks like she's moved on, there's potentially there's some residual stress in a system as a result of what's just happened. So once we turned onto a quieter street, I stopped. I didn't give her a cue. I didn't try and do any training. Not that I knew what to do at the time anyway. I just let her sniff. So it's just a natural thing dogs do. We found a little patch of grass round a corner on a quieter road and she went for a sniff. In that moment, I unclenched my jaw because I realised I was very anxious and tense because I didn't know what would have happened. I breathed because I think I'd held my breath for far too long during that. It was probably only a 20-second situation, but it feels like a lifetime. And in that minute, I just watched her sniff in this bit of grass. And that's where it started to shift everything. It didn't erase what had just happened. It had just happened and it was 30 seconds ago. But I think that moment really helped us both to recover from what had just happened. And I did it after that as well. So if it happened again, which I know it probably did, I started to use it more often. So this is what the episode is all about. Those micro moments of recovery where you can regulate and where you can reconnect. So it's reconnecting with yourself and your dog again, rather than kind of being very inward and trying to worry about all the things, all the what ifs, being there, done that. It just helps you to reset. So why regulation after a reaction matters is once your dog's reacted, they're in a heightened emotional state, just like you might be, just like I was. And that state doesn't just go away because the trigger's passed. So like I say, now I know what I know as well. That thing had just happened and the stress is still in our system. So that's why we need resets. Too often we jump straight back into walking or training. So I could have been talking to her. I could have been shouting if I was correcting her for it, which I would not recommend anybody does, just as a little aside. Don't try and correct your dog for doing something like that, having a very natural reaction in that situation. We can try and brush it off and just forget it happened and move on. But underneath it all, our dog's nervous system and your own is still flooded from that scenario. And if it happens multiple times, if you do live in a busier area and it's happened, maybe not to that extreme, but stuff like that does happen, it's going to be building up in both of your systems. So what I teach inside the Confident Dog Parent Blueprint, which is a course that is imminently going to be released, I haven't released it yet, I'm going to be teaching that regulation's not just about prevention, it's about recovery as well. So if your dog's just reacted, or if you've had a moment of snapping or spiraling or feeling completely unmoored, so you just don't feel anchored to where you are, this tool, this 1 minute reset, is your gentle way back to baseline. So baseline is just getting you both back to a place of feeling like you can deal with things again. So there's some resilience being built here. And what's the most natural way for a dog to regulate? Give you a little few seconds to answer, and I hope clients who I've worked with know the answer to this one.
Hey, quick pause. If walks with your dog feel more chaotic than calm right now, or if you're feeling emotionally drained from trying to do it all, I want you to know something's coming soon that might just be exactly what you need. At the end of September, I'm running a free 4-day challenge designed to help overwhelmed dog parents like you reset, reconnect, and find a bit of calm again, both in yourself and in your relationship with your dog. I'll share more details really soon, but if that little spark of hope just lit up in you, make sure you're following the podcast and keep an eye on your emails, because calm isn't out of reach. It just starts with connection, and I really can't wait to show you how. Now back to today's episode.
It is sniffing. So dogs regulate through sniffing. So I'm going to be talking you through now how to use the 1 minute reset. So this is the reset for yourself, but part of it involves your dog. So once that stressful situation's happened, like we had happen, I want you to step one. There's only 5 steps to this, really simple. Step one is to pause. So once the situation allows you to, it's not about trying to stop. Definitely do not recommend trying to stop when you're in the middle of everything happening, because it won't it's just not going to happen. You're not going to be able to stop. Once you've passed that situation, just pause and stop walking. Don't rush into the next thing. Just stay where you are, if it's safe, like I say. Then step two, I want you to invite your dog to sniff. So I don't want you to cue it. So I don't want you to ask them to do it. Just guide your dog to a patch of grass or somewhere where they can sniff. So it could be a hedge line or something like that. And just let them sniff and let them decompress. If you need to cue it, that's fine. You could scatter a few treats in the grass or something like that if they really need some help. So if their emotional reaction is still residual and it's still kind of taking over, then absolutely just scatter some treats in the grass and work on building that for them so that they know to go sniff. Step three is to regulate yourself. So as they're sniffing in that piece of grass, I want you to think about focusing on your breath and just focusing on that alone. So I want you to think about breathing in and breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. Do the box breathing. So I can't remember which episode it is on. I've got a feeling it may be episode 2. I talk about box breathing. So it's just breathing in for 4 seconds through your nose, holding your breath for 4 seconds, and then breathing out through your mouth for 6 seconds. That is box breathing. As long as your out breath is longer than your in breath, that's how you're going to start to help regulate yourself. So focus on that breath. Feel your feet on the ground. So just like I said, if you feel unmoored, I want you to anchor down to the ground. Feel your feet touching that ground. Drop your shoulders, because that tension was there before. And even that one deep conscious breath, even if you only manage to do one or two of those box breathing exercises, will make a massive difference. Step four is staying present. So that just means not getting your phone out to kind of complain to your partner or a family member. I know how it feels and you want to have a rant, but no phone, no inner monologue. So you want to have a rant to yourself. Just try to say, I'm going to park this and come back to it. So if you do need to have a rant, do it later on. In this moment, you just need to reset yourself so that you can carry on your walk. And I just want you to watch. So observe what your dog's finding interesting in that sniff. Let them lead the moment and just really be present in that moment with what is happening. Because if you stay present, it's going to stop you from thinking too much about what's just happened, saying what if this had happened, so worrying about other eventualities that haven't actually happened. Park the feelings of whatever you are needing to have that rant about, but just in that moment, stay present. And then finally, step five is to reconnect. So after about a minute or longer, if it feels good, notice how your body's feeling. So I want you to notice how your dog's moving now, checking in with yourself before carrying on with the walk, and just kind of really trying to be conscious about how you're feeling after that reset and how your dog might be feeling after it as well. So this isn't a fix. It's not going to fix the reactivity, because this is an aftermath thing. It's a reset. So it's about helping you to recover quicker, so that you can move on. And if you were to maybe see something else that would potentially trigger your dog, it might not be something that triggers them as quickly or as extreme the next time round. So it's not going to fix that issue of my dog is reacting and lunging and barking, but it will help that reset and build some resilience into being able to bounce back and cope a little bit better each time you do it. So those are the five steps. You're not offering your dog anything else with this. You're literally just asking them to go sniff. That's it. You're just helping them promote that sniffing to regulate, and then doing some really simple things for yourself. You're offering your dog and yourself a moment to regroup, to feel safe again, and to move forward with more calm. And that's the main part of these resets. Because if you're still feeling really stressed and then something else were to happen, not as extreme, but another dog came around a corner, for example, that reaction and the stress is maybe going to be even higher than if you had have done, haven't have done this reset. So if you do it, it might not be as intense as if you hadn't done the reset. So I know it sounds simple, and it is, that's the idea, but simple doesn't mean ineffective. Sniffing activates the part of your dog's brain that helps them to feel grounded and safe. It's part of what's called displacement behaviour, and it's one of the most powerful tools that they have for self-soothing, and that's what we want. We want your dogs to be able to self-regulate and to self-soothe when they're feeling stressed, because again, the next time it happens, they're going to be able to recover quicker. So that's why I give this to clients. And when you stop trying to do, to fix, to explain, and instead just to be, you're showing your dog that safety is possible again. And that's the key to it. This practice might feel small, but it builds trust between you both. It tells your dog, like, I can see you, I'm here, and we're okay, and we're safe. And when you repeat it over time, your own nervous system learns that as well. And that's really important. If this kind of emotional reset really talks to you and speaks to you, you'll love the free guide that I've created called Practical Strategies for Overwhelmed Dog Parents. It's got the gentle, actionable tools, just like this one, and things that you can use in real life when things are feeling a bit hard for you and your dog. You can grab it now. I'll put the link in the show notes. It's available on my website as well. And don't forget to follow the podcast and share it with someone else that you think might find this really useful, that you could find would benefit from it. If you know somebody who is going through a lot of stress at the moment, whether it's with their dog or without their dog, this episode and this 1 minute reset will be really helpful. So here is what I want to leave you with. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to get it right every time. You just need to keep showing up. And sometimes that just starts with a minute, with a breath, and with one patch of grass. Thanks for being here with me. I will see you next time on The Mindful Dog Parent.
Thanks so much for tuning in to The Mindful Dog Parent. If this episode gave you something to think about, or it just made you feel a little less alone, I would love it if you followed the show and shared it with another dog parent who needs it. You'll find all the links and resources mentioned in the show notes at lavendergardenanimalservices.co.uk/podcast. And I would love to stay in touch, so head there if you want to explore more ways to work with me or get support.